Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute ref on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the smaller restaurant and the payment industry. So this is a thing called an ISAC, right? Information sharing and analysis center, one for every industry. And I first discovered them because I was at a conference and a guy's like, oh, you work in the financial sector. How big are you? I'm like, I don't know if I want to tell you. This is a security conference, you know? No, seriously, about roughly what size is your organization? I'm like, why do you want to know? And he goes, because if you tell me, I can tell you when you're going to get attacked. I'm like, what? No way. He's like, yeah, I can. Trust me. So I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. Here's how big I am. All right. He's like, you have 6 months. I go, how do you know that? He's like, well, criminals, like any other organization, are market driven. They focus on the biggest organizations first until all the big ones get immune to that particular attack. And then they move downstream and they hit the mid-range ones. And they move downstream again, they hit the smaller ones. So why? Well, because if you hit the big ones, you get more money, right? But by the time you get to the small ones have no defense for these attacks. So by partnering up with an ISAC, you get the information early and you can harden your systems by learning from the bigger banks before they get to your gates. That made a lot of sense to me. Made a huge amount of sense to me. So the tip for today is, if you are in a small organization, do not fall into thinking that we're too small to be attacked. Because what that actually means is that the less sophisticated criminals are simply using older techniques against you. And quite often, smaller ones are very, very ripe targets. The National Restaurant Association just put out a whole bunch of information for smaller merchants. Because what the National Restaurant Association is seeing is small to mid-sized restaurateurs, you know, your mom and pop, not your chains, but your mom and pop, maybe they own a few. There's a Coney Island in here called Vicky's, which I really like. And Vicky's Coney Island is named after Vicky the mother in the 1920s, who had the very first one. There's like four of them. All right. So, perfect example. Four restaurants. These restaurants are not run with savvy security departments like a chain. They're just not. And these restaurants still are processing lots and lots of credit cards. Many of them for me and my daughter. You know what I mean? So they're taking lots and lots of credit cards, or running point of sales, or doing everything else that a normal organization would. But they do not have the same defenses, and much in the same way that with the financial sector, the criminals went to the big targets, the small targets, that's exactly what we're seeing in the restaurant industry. So the NSA, or National Restaurant Association, NRA, sounds like rifles, put out this guidance, and we're educating the smaller restaurateurs on PCI. Now, you may like PCI, you may not. Everyone has their own opinion on it. I'm like, hey, a standard is a standard. It's someplace to start. And it's got some good controls. One of the things I did not know about, and maybe you didn't either until just recently, is that PCI now has a small merchant task force. So they actually have, the PCI Council has actually put together a task force for explaining the data security standard, PCI DSS, data security standard, to the smaller restaurateurs. So if you or friends of yours or your favorite restaurant is taking credit cards, and we know they are, check out the guidance and pass along. There are groups dedicated to helping these smaller restaurateurs protect our information. That's it. Have a good one.